Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Tes, Zvachim 9b, pagination is 18. We'll start from the Gemara towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the wide lines, about 7 lines. The first word on the line is Nokat, and then we begin Omar Rav. Some say it's Omar Rava. And this Gemara actually has two parts. We're only going to get to the first part, but at least we should be able to get started. Chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas dam. A carbon chatas that's being brought because the person ate forbidden fat by mistake. Certain fats of the animal are forbidden. So he did that. He ate that. He's now coming with his carbon for atonement. And the carbon was brought l'shem chatas dam, because of a different chet, for having blood. Or l'shem chatas avodas kochavim, for the purpose of a chatas that a person worshipped an idol, again by mistake. He's bringing a chatos because it was done b'shogeg. And the first approach over here rules in these cases that it is keshera. Kosher, it works. Now Rashi makes an observation. He says that the case of avodas kochavim, the case of accidental idol worship, he didn't realize that this act is something that's prohibited to be done with this idol. So, such a case is atoned not bekavsa, not with a sheep, with a lamb, but rather only b'se'ira, with a goat. Whereas the other chataos, there was a choice, kavsa or se'ira, a lamb or a goat, a kid. So, since the carbon is different in its parameters, one would think that it's not really the same carbon chatas. What we're being taught over here, according to the first approach, is that if the animal happens to be a se'ira, a goat, a kid, a young, then it is going to work, even if he had in mind for the other one, it's still valid. Now, this is going to get revised, the way we paskin, the way the Rambam presents it, the way the Chafetz Chaim and Likutei Halachos presents it. But again, let's just learn the first part of the Gemara as it is stated, and appreciate at least the background of the topic. The statement continues, in the name of Rav or Rava, L'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzora, pesula. If you bring it for the purpose of a chatas nazir, or the mitzora, also it's referred to as a chatas, that's pasul. Says the Gemara, because hani olos ninhu. These chataos are like olos. What does it mean? A chatas is like an ola. It is called a chatas, that's true, but it's not on a very formal type of chet, that the person is who he is, and we want to bring atonement. On the contrary, the person is having a problem. He has to be hukshar, he has to be reintroduced to the Jewish community. And the function of this particular chatas is more like an ola, to elevate him, to bring him in. The nazir, he's being restored to regular observance. The mitzora is being restored back to the community. It's not a chatas in the sense that there was a formal sin, although there is discussion as to what the person did wrong. We even say that the nazir did wrong by depriving himself of things that Hashem allows benefit for. The mitzora, certainly, there are different things he did wrong, but it's not really that type of chatas, the way when a person accidentally eats fat or blood that he wasn't supposed to, so there's an atonement karban. These function differently, and therefore this first approach refers to them as an ola, and it's going to work. Boi Rava, Rava had the following question. Chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas de tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. A chatos that was being brought because he ate forbidden fat, and they had in mind for the purpose of an accidental violation of the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And what's unique about that is that the carbon that's brought in such a case is an ola v'yored, the fluctuating carbon, the sliding scale carbon, and it's not really the same type of carbon. Mahu. Mi amrinon, do we say karis kemosa, it started off as a violation of zidono karis shegigaso chatos, that if it's done intentionally, it has the punishment of kares, cutting off, associated with it. So it's generating a carbon chatos because it was done by mistake. Odilma, or maybe, ein kavua kemosa, the actual atonement carbon, as it plays itself out, is a different type of atonement carbon. And the Gemara responds, according to the Shita Mikubetzes, teku, let the question stand. And that's the first approach of the Gemara on this topic. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Acha bere de Rava mas nikulu lipsula. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, learnt all of these as pasul. They're all invalid for a basic reason, my time a why. V'shachatos alachatos, the pasuk regarding the carbon chatos said you should shecht it as a carbon chatos. L'shemos achatos, you should shecht it for that purpose of the chatos and not for any deviations, and therefore any deviations are going to be invalid. The Gemara continues to explain how, according to him, he understands the statements that were made and the question of Rava. And that's beyond the scope of this session. But this position of Rav Acha b'rei de Rava is the one that the Rambam accepts, and the Chafetz Chaim as well outlines in that direction. The Rambam, in Psuli HaMikdashim Perek Tesvav, Halacha Vav, writes, Shachta l'shem chet acher, if you shecht the korban chatos for the purpose of a different sin, even though the atonement is compatible, kigon shabo al achilas chelev, it's meant to be for chelev, for forbidden fat, v'shachto al achilas dam, and you shecht it for having blood, pisula, it's going to be pasul. And that's this approach of Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, and the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos as well uses the expression that we should follow in all of these deviations, lechumra, to be strict, and to say that it is invalid and that it does not satisfy the requirements for the owner. He's going to have to bring another carbon for his atonement. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.